of the things we discuss is what happens should you end up in the hospital and why you should not pay that first bill you receive from them.
The first thing that you need to do is realize that most medical bills, according to people who review bills for a living, most of them contain errors. And by errors, I mean they contain charges for things that did not even occur. That's a pretty big error. Or they have overcharges. They will overcharge you for something that should have cost a lot less. So my first advice for you and for anybody else who gets that first medical bill is call the hospital billing department and tell them that you need an itemized medical bill. Hospitals, for whatever reason, try and get away with sending us like a lump sum payment, like pay this amount for medical services, pay this amount for pharmacy services. We wouldn't accept that if we went to the grocery store or McDonald's.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The 4th of July.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's 7 p.m. on Mondays. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you. And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
Mm, when the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain,
bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing,
stop your sighing.
Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
You're listening to the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, and it's WGSO 990 AM. We're the community voice of the Crescent City, even when I'm hoarse. But we're going to have our friend Lieutenant Dan from New York on in a minute, as soon as he calls in. But guess what? They busted an FBI agent for child sex crimes. New Orleans field office. So now we know. Now, if Pascal Caligari III was a pimp for an underage person, let's say, and he's in jail, prison, because he changed his plea to guilty, then who's supplying this FBI agent with underage people? So there must be a network, right? Sad to say, but we got to bring this up because who else is going to do it? You know, how many people been sitting in the Catholic Church, part of the Catholic Archdiocese, and you hear certain things about priests. You don't want to believe it. You hear things about, you know, targeting the elderly. And you don't want to believe it. But you see, I have a long history with both those aspects. Part of life, right? But they're crimes. So, not that I chose this mission, but it's sort of fell in my lap, you know, with a weapon in my face, of course. And the people connected to it were high ups in the Catholic Church signing bogus documents. So anybody wants to see those, the people's people's own signature, eventually I'll do a separate web page And I'll put those documents up so you can see exactly what it is. So also, trying to be a legal activist for artists and musicians all my life, actually. And that being my vocation, I come across some indecencies in the music industry. And as you know, from the what's coming up about the Disney employees getting busted for running child porn rings, that, you know, it's sort of common and people need to talk about it. So it's sad when, if I mention someone's name that you've invited to dinner, and I'll let you know what they're really about. See, only dark hearts could be involved in what I experienced and what I saw other people experience. And my mother, Patricia Marta Lara Hoover, let's get that straight, and Bunny Matthews. So eventually, I'm going to stay on that one because it shows how people don't have any rights, even though they'll say, oh, he's got patient's rights. He could self-discharge. We heard he couldn't talk. Nobody ever talked to him since he came in the nursing facility. It's really a shame. But I'm here to tell you about it. And so I have other things I'm going to talk about. But we're going to constantly give you little tidbits about that and other things in the city of New Orleans and the surrounding area, because we fight alligators. We've been doing that for a while. But then all of a sudden, not only do we have to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C., we got some rattlesnakes down here we got to take care of. So, you know, that's the way it goes. I mean, you know, I'd make the sign of the cross every time I got to say something about a devil in the Catholic Church. But, I mean, come on. Let's clean it up all the way around. We need solutions. See, when they changed the altar around in the 60s, that's when they kind of lost me. And they brought in hootenanny music. I liked the Latin, and I liked the vestments. I liked the incense. They would get us out in churches, incense, but when I got around the hippies, I realized that, oh, they were just trying to get us to another level with the incense. All right. So in the 50s and the 60s is when communism started coming into the Catholic Church. And, you know, there's a big issue about it now, where there's a separation of archbishops in the Catholic Church, not believing that, you know, Joe Biden, you know, an installed person into the White House, should be given communion. And Nancy Pelosi, in other times, would have been excommunicated from the Catholic Church for the lies that she told about the Catholic Church was fine about taxpayer-funded abortions. So there's an Archbishop Vigano, Carlo Maria Vigano, and one of Jeff's callers used to call in and talk about him, you know, and I really honor him for the work that he was doing. That's when I started researching that end and finding the background of this particular archbishop. And what there was more about at that time was how certain archbishops covered up for the sexual assaults in the Catholic Church, instead of more about the work that was being done in the community. So there's one thing that I picked up recently. Said, according to a recent poll by the Conservative American Enterprise Institute, nearly a third of white evangelical Christian Republicans, 31%, believe in the accuracy of Q claim that Donald Trump has been secretly fighting a group of child sex traffickers that include prominent Democrats and Hollywood elites. And this is the exact same charge of protecting elite pedophiles that Archbishop Carlo Maria Vergara launched against Pope Francis. We'll be back in a minute with Lieutenant Dan.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we've brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
That's what I said.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis of Rev Auto Detailing. Rev Auto Detailing Service take complete care of your detail needs. Our motto is restore every vehicle. We offer full details, shampoos, compound, waxes, and polishes. Rev Auto Detailing is open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our phone number is 504-377-9755. Our monthly contracts include unlimited hand washes. Come see us at 7341 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, Louisiana.
The Terrence Louisiana Jones Gum Bar is here once again every Saturday at WGSO 990 AM from 1 to 2 p.m.
Tom Fitzmorris here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
corn and crab soup. What makes a corn and crab soup great is the size of the crab lumps, the richness of the broth, and the freshness of the corn. The best versions involve corn cut freshly off the cob, with the corn milk collected and added to the broth. Sometimes a stock is even made from the corn cobs, and that's good too. It's really simple to make if you have any If you have any instincts at all, you already know how to make it from just what we've already told you here. Corn and crab soup, also called bisque by some purveyors, quickly became part of the pantheon of classic New Orleans soups, right up there with gumbo, turtle soup, and oyster artichoke. Some restaurants have become famous for it, notably Vincent's.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I had to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Thank you.
she is for Johnny Thunders. That's so of course you're listening to WGSO 990 AM, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, and we are going to introduce our friend Lieutenant Dan from New York. Where are you, Dan? You're on the line.
I'm right here, Barbara. Hello, how are you?
Hey, fine, Dan. So, it's wild. We're in the middle of a hurricane again. Not a hurricane, weather. And we live on swampland, so you can imagine how crazy it gets.
Oh, I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, I got bit by a spider a couple of days ago. I was like, what? I'm out in the swamplands having a good time. And hey, that's fine. It felt like a little mosquito bite because the mosquitoes are coming out in the daytime now. And so, but then it started burning. And then all of a sudden my hand's like a boxing glove. But I'm still good with my right hand because my nails are real long. Still can get DNA samples in case I need them. So what's going on up in New York?
Well, up in New York, well, they supposedly are trying to bring us back to normal again. It's whatever the degree
impossible
of normalcy for.
Impossible with Cuomo. Impossible.
Exactly.
No, he's a murderer, plain and simple.
Yes, he is. And there are a lot of relatives of seniors that would be first ones to agree with you.
Right. Y'all been staying on that, right?
Oh, yes, I have. Apparently, he's not out of the woods yet. You know, he's had his share of legal problems between the nursing home investigation and the sexual harassment allegations, and also the allegations about him using taxpayer resources to write that book that he made over $5 million on.
Oh.
Of course, which,
a real crook.
Publisher.
A real crook.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Somebody sent me a picture that Chris Cuomo went down to Miami with the collapsed building, and he's walking around looking on his phone. He's got these socks on with skulls, you know, big skulls on his, you know, I don't know, it's tasteless. There's good Italians and there's bad Italians. And there's good Sicilians and there's bad Sicilians. I talk about the ones involved with the chapter of the mob called the Weasel Dicks. And I ain't going to be changing none of that. I'm just going to be adding more things to it. See, my.
Well, I think the Cuomos are part of that branch of the family.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. It's like, you know, I really don't want to, you know, tarnish people. But, I mean, you know, they have gotten a little out of hand what they've been doing down in New Orleans. You know, either like a Mussolini type. You know, when you defraud people, and then you make acts of intimidation. The way you do it, we'll be talking about on this show eventually. And I'm not going to be quiet about any thug wearing a badge and a gun. Not at all. I don't care who you are, even if you're Italian. Because, like, there's three stooges that are down on Decatur Street that's part of, like, the Gagliano alleged crime family, you know, but they like to be called that. But I walked in there after Sanborn, Judge Sanborn, the one that they all own with the chemical and substance abuse problem, let the Louisiana Judiciary Commission state allowed to stay on the bench because he's useful. And this is the one that closed down the criminal investigation of a bank theft scheme with some these two lunatics using an ID in my name and giving everybody money to help cover it up, come forward. So I'm so glad that they opened up the racketeering thing by what they did over by the nursing facility where they held Bonnie Matthews hostage because he knew about a Catholic priest that became an archbishop that was targeting people. You see, it's the people who acted like they were his friends and acted like they were my friends that I'm going to fry in a deep batter. like free lines. I asked each of them when I suspected they were playing games, hey, do y'all like lines? Y'all still like cocaine? Oh, all of their eyes lit up like friggin' vampires. I don't know if they thought I was going to give them some. I just wanted to see if they liked it, because then I knew that would be a problem. Especially when one of them came by my house to tell me how much money Mr. Whitman had, like a left-handed game they play him. You know, but that's with all due respect to Miss Gail Benson. This is how Mr. Whitman of Stone Pigman Law Firm operates, where he goes and causes trouble so he can start extort money from his wealthy clients. And that's with all due respect to Miss Benson. So I wasn't going to expose all of it on air, but why not? Why not? These are the games people play with everybody's life. Like, there should be no consequences. What, because Mr. Whitman's got a lot of money? Big deal, he hurts people. And he hides people that have information on pedophiles in the Catholic Church that have become archbishops. So, do y'all have anything like that going on up there, Lieutenant Dan?
Well, yeah, we do. Well, in the church we have too. I mean, in fact, we did have the old bishop actually had his secretary on 60 Minutes before talking about that too. So,
wow.
Yeah, Buffalo area is definitely not immune from that problem at all.
Very good, very good. You can mention names on here once they make the papers and stuff like that. You know, we'd like to know who up there they might be sending around, because, see, when they sent that little twerp Hughes after they had that scandal bust wide open in Boston of who was covering up McCarrick, a vile pedophile in the Catholic Church that they protected. So Hughes was the one. And I get a phone call and say, hey, look, Barbara, let everybody know they have any kids in Catholic school, that they send in one of the people that were covering up serious stuff up here. They send them down to New Orleans. Turned out to be Hughes. Yeah. I can say that because that's where they sent him. They transferred him. Took a while to go after McCarrick. But you know what? Finally, something's being done, and we're going to stay on it. So we don't have one pedophile in the church. Go start your own church. Go deal with Pope Francis as a Marxist, where he thinks that, oh, that's fine, using taxpayer money for abortions. Yeah, let's give the whole world an abortion. New World Order pedophiles first. We coming for your appendage.
Wait is over. Morning Call is back. Come visit us at our beautiful new location at the corner of Canal Boulevard and City Park Avenue. Enjoy our spacious outdoor patio, or come on in and savor the unique ambiance. Delight your taste buds with our hand-rolled sourdough beignets, our delicious French drip, dark roast coffee and chicory, or sample one of our other local offerings. For over 151 years, Morning Call has been patronized by tourists and notables the world over.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO. New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Moving, redecorating? Let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegian Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. When I'm on stage performing, it takes a team of talented people from all walks of life to make the show a success. I couldn't do it without everyone's help. When we embrace diverse backgrounds and work together as one, there's no challenge or problem too big to overcome. Our strength lies in our diversity.
This public service message has been brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. The Louisiana Conservative Caucus is calling on lawmakers to vote in favor of a veto override session to overturn the governor's rejection of constitutional carry legislation. A majority of lawmakers in both chambers must agree for the session to even be held. Caucus Representative Jack McFarland believes there's already enough support.
I've spoken to my senator, Senator Jay Morris, who actually carried Senate Bill 118. It is his belief that there is a desire by the Senate to have an override veto session, and other senators that I've spoken with.
Ouachita Parish sheriffs arrest a man outside of the Ouachita Parish Correctional Center who allegedly told deputies he was there to free his family on God's orders. Ouachita Sheriff spokesperson Glenn Springfield says 35-year-old Bobby Koch admitted to using methamphetamine before speaking to the guard at the gate.
The deputy got there and he got out, and his first statement was that God had told him to come to the correctional center and that he was told to come there by God to get his family out.
He was taken into the facility on drug charges. LRN.
Did you get the COVID-19 vaccine? Now you can enter to win cash. Four people will win $100,000 with one lucky vaccine recipient winning the grand prize of $1 million. Under 18, you can win one of nine $100,000 college scholarships. So, get the vaccine and take your shot at $1 million. To enter, visit shotatamillion.com or call 855-453-0774. Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
This is a big deal. Now at healthcare.gov, millions more people can't afford health coverage. Due to the COVID-19 relief law, 4 out of 5 customers can get a plan for under $10 a month with financial help. From doctor visits to preventive services to prescription drugs, these are quality plans. You can do this. You can have coverage as soon as July 1st if you sign up now at healthcare.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
The Edwards Mortgage Group, the Maison Collective, NOLA Title Group, and ARC Insurance Consultants are the ones to call on for all of your home needs. Whether it's mortgages, closing, sales, or insurance, they take care of your home needs, and now they've come together to help take care of the needs of our beloved New Orleans music community by partnering with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. You can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.funkyuncle.live every Friday night at 7 p.m.
Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge on June 25th, it's Randy Jackson of Zebra
And on June 30th, Tribal Gold. For more information on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to funkyuncle.live.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Play that limp. I want that whole beat. Because that's from my friend that reminded me of that.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Everybody sing along this time.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That's from the soundtrack of Easy Rider that was filmed.
Don't
here.
Bogart that joint,
I want my
friend.
Whole minute. So our governor did something about marijuana, but I haven't been paying attention. But I did find out that they sent out a letter, the Biden administration sent out a letter to all the banks saying that they needed to report any account that was over $600. And what the hell is this crazy man doing? This man is trying to pick up from where Obama left off for that Obamacare boondoggle. That was the beginning of communist China endorsing Obamacare. We should have known something was way wrong. Well, really, when he had a number of different names, you know. I mean, Lieutenant Dan, what did you think when Obama had a bunch of different names that he was known by.
It's a little curious, yeah. Especially because, as we all know, his college records have never been brought to light, and there's been a controversy about that for years now.
Yeah, he went to school as a foreign student.
Yes, he did.
You know, and when he went to Occidental College, he registered as a citizen of Indonesia of Muslim faith. And you know, it's any faith actually. But Indonesian, and you on election ballot for President of the United States. But you see, there's two people who've been paid by Communist China all this time, and U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi, another California Democrat, and they were the ones that certified that this person known as Obama and Barry Satoru were eligible. But you see, the certification that they did, one had the constitutional requirement on it, and the other one, two different documents that they would send around to the states, and the other one was without the constitutional requirement. So this is like crazy. Now,
you know,
go ahead.
I was going to say, it's funny that you mentioned Dianne Feinstein being in the service of China and getting paid off. I just read yesterday that she just sold a $41 million mansion out in the Lake Tahoe area.
Oh, that's so, to the communist Chinese?
How do you buy that on a senator's salary? I mean, I'd like to know. I mean, if that's the case, I'm going to run for the Senate.
No, you got to be a crook to be a politician.
Exactly.
You know, unless you're American first, patriot. Then it's a exactly. Different thing. Then it's about the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and a Bill of Rights. I saw something about, Obama being worth $135 million of visible, income. But started off with $440,000, I mean, when he entered office. So what's that? How did that happen?
Remember when the Clintons claimed that they were broke when they left the White House?
Yeah, China Gate. They weren't broke. China Gate.
No.
Yeah, when and I hear Al Gore standing up trying to make a ruckus about closing down the forensic audits that are showing that President Trump was reelected in a landslide victory. And it just came up on my phone that a Georgia state senator, Brandon Beach, wants the election decertified and the electors parked into Georgia, that they belong to Trump, that they're so tired of hearing about what Raffensperger did as the Secretary of State, where he did not have chain of custody documents, that he downplayed, calling them transfer forms. But he had over 1,800 transfer forms missing. But they really chain of custody documents that they tried to downplay, which means he can't prove where they came from because they fake ballots. So the Georgia Republican Deputy Secretary of State, which is a title that Brad Raffensperger gave to his girlfriend, she lied about the Trump phone call. She's on board of this leftist nonprofit founded by an attorney who created an entity that took $500 million of Zuckerberg bucks. Now, a couple months back, we mentioned, I had a bunch of notes on what states and what counties, cities receive Zuckerbucks, but it disappeared. It's the devil's 3-second people. It disappeared. It's somewhere in my notes. I got to find it. I will. But that's a big issue that's happening because they said they were giving it to him for training. What? Rigging an election? You know, people don't know how to count. So three people in Georgia cannot get past what's in videotape evidence. And so finally, a state senator, I mean, they were always talking about it, but he went public. You could find that on the GeorgiaRecord.com. That's what they call it. And it's Georgia State Senator Brandon Beach. So maybe we should send him an email thanking him for saying that he decertified the election. Here in New York, Brooklyn found some crazy stuff happening. And somebody told me about the something about the Vatican, but I'll save that because it might be immoral and illegal actions coming soon. So I'll let somebody else talk about that. But anyway, I don't want to get into it because I forgot my Kevlar vest at home. But you know, it's okay. I got it. What I got is well, I'm not gonna say the saint medal that I have that was blessed by a priest that was making the rounds in the United States, bringing awareness to for Padre Pio to become a saint. And he did soon after that. And so basically, I got to say it's a miracle I'm still alive. I got to say that. But, you know, I'll get pictures, show you how they shot out the back window of my Lincoln. When I wouldn't sign papers at the office of, I thought I had a choice, office of attorney Rhonda Gabb and associates that's in Mandeville as crooks, thieves, takes advantage of the elderly, and their specialty is elder law. They have conventions around the country of how they must share secrets. And I know what I'm talking about with these people being crooks and thieves, because the documents that they used went all over the place. Now, you see, this is what I know from when they had bogus documents with the people from the Catholic Church. Josephine Giffen, most pious whore in the Catholic Church, whore. Santa Penasiara Himmel, whore, devil. And then they pretend that this woman that beat the hell out of my mother and I, put us in a hospital, worked for our family for 30 years. You know, Archbishop Ahmed and Deacon Tully should have never played this last game with Mr. Whitman and Chris Turgeon and Judas Matthews. But that's the way it goes. So we pray for them. See, our altar's a little different. When they came in my house and they took a picture of my altar behind my back, if they showed it to the Archbishop, they'd say, oh, damn, that's a St. Joseph altar. Yeah, you little punk, you thought I didn't see what you did? Saw you in the mirrors that I put up. Yay.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we've brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
That's what I said.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Hey, Roz here. Have you outgrown your current square footage? In the market to start developing a real estate investment portfolio? Or are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions about where to start? I'm Roz and Karamer with Ladder & Bloom. Whatever your real estate needs, let my experience and enthusiasm help guide you through every detail. I've assisted clients just like you on both sides of the lake. Call Rosalind Karamer at 504-473-8337, the agent that cares.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Yeah, so Lieutenant Dan.
Cosa Nostra.
Right. Where's my Lieutenant Dan? Oh, yeah. Oh, there we are. Oh, we just lower. Yeah, I like that in the background. You. Yeah. Yeah, did y'all see that where the man went into a spa and where they had women and everything and, you know, he identifies as a woman, but he went in there and exposed his genitals. It's causing a big commotion around the country. But, you know, how it goes. No, I really don't. I really don't like all of that. You know, because how you feel about that, Lieutenant Dan, where men could just choose if they identify as a woman, they can go into the... I mean, really, as a man, how do you think about that?
I think that's absolute insanity, and I think it's crazy to insist that the rest of the world that is actually kind of normal insist they go along with it.
Oh,
I don't play along with that game.
Right. So, yeah, because, like, this is the thing. If you trans, let's do a trans bathroom because nobody will care which way it goes. You know, y'all can all be together and be right next to a male bathroom, next to a female bathroom. The little girls can be safe in the women's bathroom, and little boys can be safe in the men's room. How does that sound? I don't know. I mean, you'd think they would want to protect the young children.
Well, you know, I think I know what I probably would have to do if that happened and my granddaughter was in there.
You see? Yeah, because it's not right. Look, I know there's, you know, I don't know. I was studying this bank robbery case, how they were doing it, you know, because it happened to my family, you know, with these lawyers. You know, the way they did it with documents, you know, and of course, later on when they're doing the cover up, they only showing documents that are part of the plan, but they not showing the materially false documents. So some of them started at the bank, you know. People signing for big amounts of money, and it ain't me. But this is what Phil Whitman and that fat redhead from the Stone Pigman Law Firm and the Charbonnets, Frank DeSalvo, Mr. Bigelow, Paul Tabry, put in my lap with that skunk Jock Sanborn, closing down the theft charge that would expose it, where they have Mary Marta Lara Bruno using a different name that she always uses when she's covering up her bank fraud things, Mary Marcelin. Yeah, so none of these people wanted me to see what they were presenting to Sanborn's court when they pulled a gang stalking incident with a selected responding officer, Tora Clark from the 3rd District. What else is she involved in? Anybody's in a city park? And what about the warehouse where they filmed the porn? I'm quite sure she was on a payroll because she was on a payroll that time where she only put one person's name, the operative for the Charbonnets, Melanie Gautreaux. Yeah. So, this is the person that I find out November 2020 when Jude Matthews is acting up, backstabber, that this woman's got a life insurance policy in my name with her as beneficiary as far back as 2006. Neat, huh? That was before they blew out the back window of my car. When my Lincoln went, I refused to sign a document because I thought I had a choice. I wonder if they passing that around with that stack of statements and affidavits that be going around town with to show what all these people say about me. Really? Why didn't you show it to me in a hearing so I could have addressed it? So you think I can't prove that the sheriff and his chief deputy have a mindset of committing civil rights violations? Pitiful. Men with badges and guns. Yeah, running through our house to force my mother to make a recording. That these people that never came around the house except when they trying to force us to give them work. Well, her caregivers. A woman with an arrest record for elderly abuse under different aliases. And her husband, her son, with existing arrest records for domestic abuse, domestic violence, sexual battery, a rape charge reduced. Yeah, trying to break into a house. By the time the police come, oh, the police are on their side. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I can prove they criminally assist a family of professional con artists target the elderly. And this is Whitman and the Charbonnets behind it. Well, little Sidney Torres, you got to know who your robber barons are before you get behind them and give them the keys to the city. You can do whatever you want. But if this is what they're doing behind everybody's back, what do you think they do when you give them power? They already think they have power, that they can do anything they want. How many times did my mother take a beat? Pretty strong Sicilian woman. That's why I take it on. Way I'm going to expose this until it sticks. Because if you think my mother deserved to live like this by the end of her life, well, then you know better than any other pedophile or somebody that covers for pedophiles. No different than forcing people into a nursing facility when they have a home that they can live out the remainder of their life. Dark hearts. Dark hearts. But you see, there's blessings in people showing they have a dark heart. No matter how many confessions you have with pedophile priests, you're tainted. So maybe I'll talk about the cargo that's been coming down here from Nebraska the next show. Let me let Lieutenant Dan finish it out before somebody... Lieutenant Dan, you're still there?
I'm still here, Barbara. Man,
you know, America First Legal is seeks information about the Biden administration's targeting of conservative service members. So they want to know about it, and they're going to help them. You know, these are people who wanted to serve our country, but then they wanted to purge. They won't purge our voter rolls, but they'll purge the military of conservatives. Did you see Lieutenant Dan about the deal Nancy Pelosi made with one of the generals?
And no, I didn't see that, but I did see the hearing with General Milley.
Uh-huh. And go ahead. Tell us about that.
Well, that's a pretty scary thing to see a man like this in charge of our troops.
Right.
I mean, I would be concerned for anyone that has a relative in the services right now.
Right. So the Major General William J. Walker, for his cooperation, Pelosi offered him an award. People are coming up and exposing it. Walker was named Sergeant at Arms for ignoring Trump, a president. Safety, providing encrypted military communications to set up the insurrection and to murder Ashley Babbitt. That's what came up. So we see you same time next week for the Beat Exchange. See you next week, Lieutenant Dan.